Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined in the studio today by Cheryl Corrigan. She is the preschool coordinator for District 429. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here to talk about the upcoming preschool and kindergarten screenings for 429, basically,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that is right.
So first off, time, date, and location for those, please.
Okay, we will be holding our screenings on February 14th, 15th, and 16th. On February 14th and 15th, we start screening right away in the morning at 8 o'clock and go till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Thursday the 16th, we do not start screening until noon, and we go through, the last appointment is at 5:30 late that afternoon so that some parents could come after work hours on Thursday. And the location is at the First Baptist Church, which is at 515 North Ladd Street in Pontiac.
And people need to make appointments for this, right?
Yes. We request that they call our office. They can start calling anytime now through screening. They can call 815-844-5448. The sooner they call, the better. There would be more options for times of day and choices of days to come and bring your child to have screened.
So when you're talking preschool and kindergarten screening, what happens during these screenings?
The parents will come in and bring their children in, and they'll fill out a little bit of paperwork once they get to the screening location. Also, if they make the appointment ahead of time, we will send a little bit of paperwork in through the mail to have them bring with them the day that they bring their child. And then their child will be screened by... we have a hearing and vision screener that will hear or screen all children who are old enough to be screened for their hearing and vision. We also have preschool teachers that will screen their children for their pre-readiness skills. And then we also have a speech and language pathologist there to screen their child for speech.
Okay. So when you're talking about screening also, which students qualify for this? Talking about students that are going into District 429 only, right?
We have screened other children from other districts at times if they weren't able to attend the screenings throughout the county. But yes, mainly it is focused on any children within the Pontiac School District, but that also includes any children who may be attending St. Mary's, Pontiac Christian School, or Grace Christian School. We screen those children as well. They are considered 429 children, even though they may attend a private school.
Okay. When you're talking about screening also, what ages are you looking at that need to be screened?
We do three types of screening during this event in the spring. We are able to screen any child birth till about 2 years, 9 months. They are screened by somebody from OSF, and it's a developmental screening. That is one type of screening we do. And then any child that would be eligible for preschool the following school year in the 2017-18 school year, who would be three by September 1st, is also eligible to be screened for the preschool screening. And then we also do kindergarten screening for any child who would be kindergarten eligible or have turned five by September 1st of 2017. We want to see every child that will be a kindergartner. If they haven't been screened through our current preschool classes, we would like them to come. That would include anybody from Head Start, anybody that attends Noah's Ark, or any child that just hasn't been to preschool and will be coming to kindergarten next year, regardless of where they would attend in Pontiac. We would like to screen them as well.
So you have parents listening right now thinking, okay, so I have a young child and they haven't been screened, but do they really need to be? And why? Why would you tell parents that their child needs to be screened?
Well, we assess several different things. Some children might require some, you know, speech services once they get to school. Some children may be delayed a little bit in their pre-readiness skills or other areas that we'd want to address right away, whether they're coming to preschool or kindergarten. And the sooner we have that information, the sooner we can get a plan in place to serve their child, but also any child coming into kindergarten. It gives the parents an idea of maybe skills that they might need to still work on over the summer, whether they need to still practice letters and colors and things like that. It's just a great way for us to get a look at all the children coming to 429 and seeing where they're at and seeing where their skills lie.
Okay. So one more time, let's recap really quickly. Date, place, and how can people register or make an appointment?
The dates are February 14th, 15th, and 16th, and it will be at the First Baptist Church in Pontiac. Anybody can call 815-844-5448, which will send you to our office, and you can make an appointment for screening. The sooner you call, the better, but we also take appointments during the days of screening as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to address while talking about these screenings?
If they plan on attending Pontiac 429 or any of the schools in our Pontiac area, it would be helpful to go ahead and bring a copy of their certified birth certificate. We like to ask parents to please bring that. If your child is in a home that that people speak a language other than English, it would be really important for us to know that as well so that we can be prepared to screen your child using a different instrument, and just really the importance of letting us do these screenings to assist not only the child, but you in helping in their development.
All righty. We've been speaking with Cheryl Corgan. She is the preschool coordinator for District 429. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.